We've got on the line with us Rob Gamm, the manager of the defending and repeating state champion Meeseville Mud Hens, who showed us the Mud Hens magic and then some this weekend in Gaylord at the state tournament. And I just asked you off air, I'll ask you on air as well, has it really sunk in yet?
Well, I don't think anything like that ever really sinks in, but it has a little bit, and it feels really good, and I know our guys feel really satisfied right now, so kind of a cool feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, walk us through the weekend. Obviously, you played three games in 3 days. It started Friday night with a game that you guys did get behind in early, but then you kind of controlled it against Forest Lake after that, had no issues really there. And then you kind of got down to the nitty-gritty, got behind 8-1 against Minneapolis, rallied to win that game on a walk-off in the 10th, and then we all know what happened on Sunday. Just talk a little bit about, you know, this team's resiliency. We've talked with Brock, Eddie, Joey, and others about it. They've all mentioned that this team really never quits, never gets up, never gives up, never gets down. Talk a little bit about that from your perspective.
Yeah, you know, it's like three different games, really. It's like the first one was kind of a tight game. We had to came back. They made mistakes, and we didn't. We pitched really well that game, too. Trevor was really good. The second game was kind of like a chip-away type game. We kept, I kept telling the guys, let's, like, get a run in and get a couple of runs. Let's get back in it. And there was plenty of game left, and we kind of did that. We had the big, I think, three-run inning that got us close, and then an inning, a run and inning for three innings, and then one in the extra innings. In that game, I thought Brody Hill, the young kid from Egan that we signed this year, really, really stood up and pitched great. It was fun to watch that. And again, our defense didn't crack. I'll talk a little bit about that later too. But and then last game, of course, the only thing I could do in that situation was really like be the calm. And I kept kind of saying play the game, not them. They're a little excited a few times, and we just said have fun and keep playing the game. Don't worry about that, what they're doing over there. Just keep playing the game, and they gave us an opening. And I don't think you give me so an opening, and we proved that a few times this year. So we really played. It was really fun. It was really three very different games and three very different ways to win.
I want to focus on that second game, the Minneapolis game, because obviously, if you don't come back from that, you guys aren't playing Sunday. And it seems like this was kind of the theme all year. It was a different guy that could step up at different times. You had the walk-off grand slam from Brock Reinhardt at one point. You had a walk-off from Derek Marks at one point. Lucas McNellis gets you the win there in that game. And, obviously we know what Joey did in the game on Sunday. Talk a little bit about that and how it kind of is, on any given day, any person could step up and be the difference maker.
Oh yeah. Lucas struggled a little bit. From the start of the playoffs, really was not playing great, not hitting really well. And that happens in baseball, obviously, guys go on streaks. It's a really hard game. But he stuck with it, really resilient, was confident, knew he could do it, and he did. And it was really fun to see that that type of approach from that kid. And again, I'll say it's kind of part of our culture, right? You don't give up, and you learn from kind of the veterans who might also be struggling, but they don't let it bug them. They know there's another at bat, and they go after it.
So let's talk obviously about Sunday, because that's the one that everybody seems to still be buzzing about. Obviously, Champlain Park, a team that, for all intents and purposes, the Mud Hens have quite a history with. I would say that, to go so far as to say, they are rivals, and even though you don't see them a lot, but that was a game where Derek Marks got the start, and besides the second inning where he gave up six runs, pitched a very good game, and You guys were in a position going into the eighth to get it closer, and then some things happen between innings, and Champlin Park adds three runs, and so it's 9-3 going into the bottom of the ninth inning, and you guys just start chipping away at it, and you get it within shouting distance. And I thought, while Joey got the home run and is considered the hero, I'd say Ben Vujovic is kind of the unsung hero in a way, because if he doesn't single there, it's probably over. You guys are 2-2 count with two outs. So he gets that single there and creates a situation where the balk happens to tie the game, and then we all know what Joey Werner did after that. I'm sure you've been a part of a game quite like that before, but talk a little bit about just that incredible comeback and that inning in particular.
That inning, like I said earlier, like, give us a little opening, and we got enough guys that are just, like, so confident and so competitive that they see that and they'll sneak through it. That inning in particular, their pitcher was struggling. We made a move that inning, too, that I thought was pretty critical as well. It was kind of a hard move to make, but we pinch hit Vandy because we knew that Palmer was struggling. We pitch hit for Max because we knew the pitcher was struggling against righties or against lefties. He couldn't throw a strike to lefties. And when he did, he just cookied one up there, and I think Ronnie and Brock got hits off him. The other guys walked, right? And he was, like, all over the plate. So we said, hey, let's throw a 5-foot-5-inch lefty up there and see if he can throw to him. And he blocked him in four pitches. So that was big. Vuj's hit was huge. Again, two strike. I think he was actually beat a couple times facing a really tough lefty. And he just fouled off a couple pitches and got one to drive and hit a really solid single left. The other thing, like, in that play, we get the balk, which scores the tying run, but we don't score the tying run if Max doesn't get from first to third. So that's a big play. Little things that put pressure on defenses. And then, of course, Vuj gets the second, takes all the pressure off Joe, who can just take swings, right? He doesn't have to hit a home run. He can just relax a little bit and do his thing. So all those little things kind of add up to the big thing. And it was a cool inning. It kind of was a epitomized our whole season in one inning, I think.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about the season as a whole, because obviously you guys start off red hot, pick up right where you left off. I think your win streak swelled to about 16 games going back to last season. Then the middle of the year there, you guys kind of run into a little bit of a rough patch, but as you've mentioned to me previously, you guys all knew as a team it was all about the playoffs, and obviously you come into the sectionals with the four seed or the five seed actually, and have an up and down regular season. But then you guys made it count when it happened in sections with the three straight wins and then the four wins in the state tournament. Talk about kind of shifting the mindset there with that kind of inconsistent season leading to what more of Mud Hens baseball is there in the postseason.
Yeah. Seasons have their ups and downs. I think what I saw, I think we struggled a little bit trying to figure out our pitching. We had some guys that stepped up, and some guys that struggled a little bit this year, and that was a little bit hard, but something we had to figure out, and we knew we had to figure it out until the end. Pitching still for this year wasn't, last year it was our strong point, I think, in the playoffs. This year it wasn't. It was a kind of our resiliency and our offense for one inning or two innings. And I'll say this, we talked about this earlier. It was really nice over the weekend to have our infield defense back. I don't think we don't win any of those games unless if we played like we did from the middle of July until the first part of August with all the errors we were having. We probably get 10 runs against Lions Pub Hendy and Evan and Max were outstanding all weekend. Didn't make a mistake. So that was really fun to see too, and something that was important for our team, you know, from a confidence perspective. So everything kind of came together. We got really individual good pitching performances from some of the young guys. Jack Wright was great on Sunday. Brody was great on Saturday. Trevor was great on Sunday or on Friday. We struggled with a few of the other guys. Marksy had one bad inning, and that was enough. And it was, you know, over the course of the season, that's kind of a the story, right? We had to figure things out at the end, and ultimately we did.
So 5 years from now, when you look back on this, and hopefully you're still with the Mudhens in 5 years, and you look back on this, and maybe another championship or two comes out of this as well. But 5 years from now, when you look back on this particular season and this particular run, and I heard your interview with NSPN where you said this one feels a little bit sweeter than last year's. How are you going to look back on this from 5 years? 5 years from now.
Fondly, I guess. It was, you know, both of them are different, you know, in some ways. The first one was a lot of fun. You know, it's fun to do things with your kid. And I'm blessed to have a son that wants me around. And a bunch of guys that want me around and make me feel comfortable and respect me and let me kind of do the things I want to do. So hopefully we'll have a couple more. Who knows? But I think it's really hard to do this, and that's what I think I'll look back at and say. We did some things, we did some things over the course of these last 2 years that not many teams have done, and, you know, I can confidently say this is one of the best teams in NBA history. So, kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been quite the ride this year. We certainly appreciate all the time you've given us, and I know that you're looking forward to not thinking about baseball for a little while, and we'll chat with you here coming up in the springtime.
Yep, Trey, one last thing.
Yes.
You know, our fans are fantastic. Those guys don't give up either, so it's really a special place. So can't do this without saying that. The board guys, the board members, the fans, it's just, I heard it all weekend from the board and from the NBA board and from the volunteers at the sites that our fans are bar none the most dedicated, and they know that, so that helps a lot too.
Absolutely, for sure. And I don't know how many other town ball fields could get as many people out to Mud Hens games as, or to their games period, as the Mud Hens are able to do.
Everyone kind of under their breath said, "We hope you guys win because we know you'll bring the fans." So they know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for the time this season, Rob. As always, we appreciate it. And I look forward to chatting with you again here in what should be a pretty fast winter, and then we'll talk again here in the spring.
Awesome. Thanks, Trey. Thanks for everything you guys do, too. Appreciate it.
Of course. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Yep, bye.